In the most literal sense, no one has ever rescued me from anything in this perilous existence. Not because I've never needed rescuing, but we'll save that for another between you and me. I, on the other hand, have rescued two of my siblings from near certain crossovers into the next life. The first rescue involved the youngest of the eight of us, Brother Rob. This was a summer day back in the early 60s. We were up at the swimming hole on the southwest corner of Ice Lake, also known as Crystal Lake in Grand Rapids, at the end of 2nd Avenue Northwest. Our cousins lived on one side of that dead end, family friends on the other side. It must have been a weekday, a work day, because Dad wasn't there. But Mom and the rest of us, and the usual cast of the local characters, were all there, moms and kids. At any rate, Rob was old enough to go into the water on his own, as long as he had one of those old-timey black tire inner tubes around his midsection, which he did. I wasn't in the water when this happened, but I saw it happen. Somehow Rob got tipped over backward underwater in his inner tube, and he just didn't have the wherewithal to get himself righted. It was one of those moments when probably 10 sets of adult eyes might have observed this, except at the moment they were watching all the other potential disasters about to unfold. I was no adult, but I knew Rob was drowning, and I ran to him. I'm happy to report that Rob turned 50 last year, and that was not a given that day when his life-saving inner tube betrayed him. The other rescue, not much later in the same time frame, involved the second youngest of us, John, and this was a dead of winter event. John and Tom, his elder by 11 months, and their neighborhood buddies were building a snow fort out in the yard. It looked something like an igloo. I was inside the house on kid sitting duty, watching TV, as I recall, when suddenly the door exploded open and young Tom was in my face, hollering about John being buried under the snow fort. Maybe he was dead. I didn't even put on a jacket or gloves. I was moving so fast. And when I got out there, I saw that the snow fort had indeed collapsed into nothing more than a big pile of snow. I didn't have the presence of mind, I might have been 15 years old, to do anything but attack the mound of snow with my bare hands. And I did. And when I saw a single little mitten emerging, I grabbed on and pulled with everything I had in me and more, and up came John, who had kept himself alive by eating snow. His limbs pinned, useless, all he could do was eat snow to give himself, give his face, breathing room. I don't think about those events very often. When I do, the unavoidable what-ifs give me the heebie-jeebies. That's what's happening right now. Enough said.